Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Engage my voice. Hello, my friends. This is CK with a rather unique and final episode or edition of Mirths and Monsters. Before I get started, the reason I'm doing this, a lot of you will already know, but if you don't, I just want to give you a heads up that this is about my boy, Finn, and how he's no longer with us. So if that's something that's going to upset you for any reason, then this will be a good time to stop listening. Okay. I'm not going to make this sad. The reason I'm doing this is to explain to anyone who may not know the situation that's going on, because it occurred to me that not everybody will be in the Facebook group, not everybody will follow me on social media or anything at all. So I figured it was only fair to give an explanation as why Mirths and Monsters will be no more. And that reason being that Finn was taken from us. Rather unexpectedly, has to be said, and incredibly sadly. I miss my boy every day. One of the big reasons that Mirths and Monsters was so popular, it's because of Finn. The rest of the furry crew, and to some degree me, but Finn was absolutely the star of the show. I simply can't continue Mirths and Monsters without Finn, because it's just not the same. It's not right. He's in the logo. So I had to make the very easy decision that I wasn't going to do Mirths anymore, because without Finn there is no Mirths. So yeah, this is just me trying to explain why Mirths isn't around anymore, and it's because Finn is not around anymore, not physically. My boy is very much still with me, emotionally, and to a degree physically, because I must admit, I was struggling, I still do struggle, with him not being around anymore, and I would get incredibly upset, and I would get angry, because I didn't think it was fair, and I don't think it's fair. But what I did was write WWFD on the palm of my hand, which stands for What Would Finn Do? Because my boy was never angry. He was always happy. He was always grateful. He was always smiling in that dog way that they can do. He loved every second. And that's the way that I am choosing to carry on. So what I did was I got WWFD tattooed on my arm underneath the tattoo of my logo that I have. So whenever I struggle, when I'm feeling low, I look at that, I kiss it, and I think of my boy, and it eventually brings me out of my funk. So my boy is always going to be around. Mirth and Monsters is always going to be around. I'm not taking it down. It's still going to be listened to by people, and Finn will continue to make people happy. I can't take that away from anybody. That's just, no, that's not right. He made literally thousands of people happy. What I'm about to say isn't a boastful thing, just a factual thing. There's over 300,000 downloads for Mirth and Monsters. Myself, my boy, Little Ray Skywalker, Bobby Cass, all together, tried to make people smile. That was the aim of the whole thing. And I believe that that happened. So they will always be there. Finn will have his legacy. He will always be around. In the hearts and the ear holes of those who listen. That's the explanation. The thank you is to those of you who do know and reached out to me with kindness and understanding and how Finn made you feel. That was the effect that Finn had on people. He made you care. He made you love. And most of all, he made you happy. He made me better. He made me a much better person. And I'm going to do what I can to try and continue to be that better person for him and for those in my life. Thank you to those who have listened to Mirth's this past nearly 6 years now, actually. It's been remarkable, utterly remarkable and bewildering, the amount of people who listened. It was just weird, in the best possible way, though. The fact that somebody would listen to this idiot talk about haggis and dragons and God, everything else that I did. I'm so grateful. I'm just incredibly grateful. And Finn knows how much he was loved. Not just by me and everyone else in this household. Especially Little Ray Skywalker. But by the Mirthers as well. He knew. Believe me, he knew. I told him all the time. The gifts that you sent, the words that you sent. He knew. I want you to know that. We do have a new heartbeat in the house. As you know, not a replacement, obviously. Nothing can replace Finn. Just another wee kitten called Mr. N. Gaiman, after one of my favourite authors. And as some of you already know, Mr. N. Gaiman is actually Miss N. Gaiman. But that changes nothing. It's still a new bundle of love and fur. But yeah, I just wanted to thank you all for the support. For everything. It's remarkable. But now, the next step of the journey. I enjoy doing podcasts. It's a lot of fun. I've made a lot of friends. A lot of friends. Some of whom I've met, some of whom I haven't. I want to meet you all. I genuinely do. I'll be meeting some more of you in October when I head to Chicago and Atlanta. But it meant that I wanted to carry on. And in Mirth and Monsters, within Mirth and Monsters, there was also a thing I did called Popcorn and Monsters, which I am now doing again. A rebooted version, a reimagining the whole thing. And episode one is already out. And it's more cinematic than it was before. It's one of those bigger, better, jazzier kind of things. While the furry crew aren't directly involved, because of the film nature of the show, because it involves Universal classic horror movie monsters and all that kind of thing, because of that, at the introduction, it is brought to you by CK and WWFD Productions. Because I want my boy to be part of everything I do. And that's my way of doing that. But I'm enjoying it so far, even after one episode. But I know what's going to happen this time, amazingly, for once. And I would absolutely love for you to check it out. I know this kind of sounds like a shameless plug for something that is very emotional for me, but I want you all to be part of the journey with me. The good, the bad, and the ongoing. This doesn't mean that Finn is being left behind. Not by any counts. This is just the next step, the next chapter of the journey. He's always going to be in my heart. And I'm always going to be in your ear holes. Whether you choose to listen is entirely up to you, but I'd be grateful if you did, because I enjoy doing this. It's brought a huge amount of joy to me and opened up a much larger world. And it's just fantastic. I feel incredibly loved and welcome, and that manages to keep my optimism going. I do apologize that this has been rather bitty and fractured. This is not something I could do a script for or anything. It would have sounded, if I write things down like this from the heart, it loses impact. So I just had to kind of wangle my way through this one. And hopefully you'll understand why I'm doing this and the reasons for me doing this. And I wanted to talk about Finn and how special he was to me. I know that you know this. You've seen the pictures. You've heard me talk about him. He was my wee man. He's my Finn. He always will be. But yeah, that was the explanation. That was the thank you. That's the next chapter. So it's kind of bittersweet when I say, till next time, Slansha, your good health.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.